150 games at the Melbourne Football Club, including 16 last year. Jack Watts is now a Port Adelaide player. He joins Tom Rockliffe and Stephen Motlop in a very productive period for the Port Adelaide Footy Club. And he joins us now. We welcome him to his new club. Jack, congratulations on the trade and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, guys. Yeah, very exciting time.
How difficult has it been the last week and a half? Because you've been one of the players who's been spoken about ad nauseum throughout this whole trade period. Are you glad you've finally found somewhere to call home now?
Absolutely. I think, to be honest, it was probably initially a little bit difficult. But, once I sat down with Kenny and, met a few of the boys, my mind was pretty much made up pretty early on. And, I guess then the week was just a bit frustrating that, we couldn't say anything and I couldn't say anything and just going through a few finer details. But, just stoked that it's all done now and I can, look forward to getting right into it at Port Adelaide.
Jack, well done. We're going to celebrate your arrival to Port Adelaide. I think you're going to be a perfect fit for them. Noticing a little bit of a lisp in your voice. Have you been to the dentist today?
No, Simon Hill's been to the dentist.
Oh, I thought Jack Watts. Jack Watts has just got a lisp, has he?
No, I think you might have made that up.
Sorry, Jack, mate. That's just how I roll. Jack, how did it come to this, mate? I mean, how do you feel? Give us your feelings. Pick 1-08, 9 years at Melbourne, 153 games, contracted, you wanted to stay. I love your dad's support of you, but Jack, how did it come to this?
I think Melbourne have obviously, they've been pretty strong in the type of player that they wanted, and I think, just with the player that I am and what's the history that's gone before me, I'd imagine that Goody probably just wanted to be rid of all of that and, have a fresh start for himself, to be honest. So, I can understand a little bit of that and, I've certainly got no hard feelings towards him, and that's another thing that's hard. You can't, a lot of people speak in the media and the public and, they talk about a rift and whatever and it's just not the case. And, I get along really well with Goody and I think he's going to be an incredible coach and it just didn't really work out for us. So, but as I said, looking forward, it's so exciting to be coming to Port Adelaide.
Pure class and well said, Jack. We played this earlier in the show. I want to play it to you. I don't know whether you've heard it or not. Demons footy manager, and he's a premiership player for Port. We think he's a ripper. Josh Marty, in his exit today on you, had this to say.
We're charged with the responsibility to build the next premiership team at Melbourne Football Club, and we have to make decisions all the way along about how we're going to move forward as a footy club. And, it got to that stage where he has been here 9 seasons. It was, where is the improvement going to come from? And we think our improvement's going to come from a lot of our young players. And, he's gone through 5 coaching groups at our footy club. And in the end, it was a discussion about, maybe Melbourne Football Club is not the best place for Jack to maximise his talent. And that's certainly the decision we've made together as a group today.
Does that hurt? How do you feel about those comments?
I'm not really going to comment on what Marz is saying, but to be honest, I don't think he said too much there that isn't really public knowledge. I think he sees it exactly what I sort of said just before. I think I'll be able to maximise what I can achieve elsewhere, and sometimes with that sort of baggage and history, it's hard to get past that. So I'm very, very excited to get a fresh start and, really sink my teeth in.
Mm. Well, Jack, what I took out of that was that says more about the Melbourne Football Club than it does say about you. They're the ones that had 5 coaches. They're the ones who haven't been able to maximise the stuff there. So, anyway, before we move on, you would have been blown away with the support. From afar, I was really not surprised, but you have received overwhelming support from so many of the Melbourne fans. They talked about your reception at the Best and Fairest. That must have been a pretty humbling experience when, the club's saying, sorry, look elsewhere. But the supporters are saying we loved you as a player.
Yeah, it was certainly a really humbling experience. And, I've said it a few times, but I think I've probably been the most criticised player, but also the most supported out of anyone. And, the Demon supporters have been incredible, and my phone's gone berserk, and I obviously can't get back to everyone. But, just the support I've had over the last couple of weeks has been incredible, and it's certainly meant a lot to me, and it's it's going to be hard leaving them, but at the same time, there's some pretty amazing Port Adelaide supporters over there that I'd love to impress and get on my side. So I'm looking forward to that.
Ever spoken to Ken about your role or anything like that? Was that spelled out in the wooing of you, Jack?
Yeah. I think I'm looking forward to playing as that forward that can connect and give us some really good opportunities to score. You know, that's probably one of the attractions. But I'm not expected to play as that big sort of key forward, which was, you know, what I struggled with a little bit during my time at Melbourne when I had to play as that big key. It was I found it pretty tough. So they're certainly not expecting that. They want me to use my strengths and you know, help out the big fella in Charlie and a few of the others up forward and give them some pretty easy looks. So, that's probably where I fit in.
Excellent. Sounds like a good move. Also, often you watch other teams play and you sit from afar and you say to yourself, gee, I'd love to play with that bloke. When you look at Port Adelaide, who jumps to mind first and foremost for you? Who are you looking forward to standing alongside of?
Well, I mean, that's part of the attraction, isn't it? There's probably seven or eight of them that I say that about. You know, obviously Chad Wingard and Robbie Gray and those boys are pretty special players, and I look forward to sort of some pretty good synchronisation with those guys. But I think for me, I probably admire Travis Boak and the way he goes about his footy and his hard running and his effort and team first sort of style as a captain. I really admire that. So. And then obviously to sit next to the big fella up forward will be a nice little treat for me, and hopefully I'll put a few on his chest early on to keep him happy.
Well, that's the thing. I think you fit in beautifully. Biggs brought up a stat the other day, Bix, about his elite ball use inside 50.
Yeah, second most efficient player in the AFL going inside.
Exactly 50. What Port Adelaide need. Hey, you're an NXS fan. You know how to hum the song. You played a couple of times.
Absolutely I am. And, obviously the last 4 or 5 years been lucky enough to play over there. But obviously as an opposition player, it still gives me tingles, so I can't imagine what it will be like to run out there with Never Tear Us Apart blasting and, on the Adelaide Oval, which is, you know, if you're not playing at the MCG, you want to be playing at Adelaide Oval every week. So, that was a huge attraction for me and something that really made my decision quite
fantastic.
Easy.
Just on that, Jack, initially there was some question marks of whether you would be prepared to sort of move away from Victoria and look at interstate clubs. That, in the end, seen as no impediment for you?
No, I think, you know, obviously the same stuff that everyone probably goes through when moving away. You miss your friends and your family, but, as I said earlier, I think I probably weighed that up over 1 or 2 days, and then once I got my mind across it, it was almost excitement took over, really. A whole new area, a whole new bunch of friends and mates that I'll meet. I've sort of had a look down at Henley Beach and Glenelg and, beautiful parts of the world. So, not a huge detractor for me at all.
Oh, just fantastic. Be careful, because my co-host, Stephen Rowe, lives at Henley Beach. You might want to plop next to him as his neighbour. You might want to just steer clear.
Well, I'm selling my house, Jack, through Harris Real Estate. If you want a tennis court and a pool and all those little bells and whistles, big fella, my men will ring your men, Jack. Hey, and Melbourne are paying some of your salary. How bloody good's that as well?
Is that right?
Oh, well, I thought you might be able to tell us that.
A bit of speculation around it, President.
Oh, okay.
We don't know.
We'll leave that there. Not hey, what is your personal situation? You're married, you got kids, you got a dog, a cat, a goldfish? What are you? Tell us a bit about Jack Watts.
No, I've got a beautiful girlfriend who's overseas at the moment. She's had enough of me, so she's moved over to Montreal to study for a little while.
Wow.
So I'm going over to see her tomorrow, actually, which will be great.
Goodness me. And what is she studying, Jack?
She's doing an arts degree, has a pretty big interest in sort of Indigenous culture and history.
Wow.
And we'll see later down the track. She might head down the law path. But she's a smart cookie, keeps me on my toes, that's for sure.
Now, is Montreal French-speaking?
It is. She actually, she speaks fluent French. Wow. So that's why she sort of went over there and jumped into it.
Now, Jack, be honest with us here. To the Port people that are listening, are you batting above your weight?
Oh, I think it's quite clear that I am, but I'll hold on to your life and
good on you.
She's a great girl and looking forward to spending the next 2 weeks with her.
Now, everybody's favourite is Bernie. How did the wedding go?
Oh, it was fantastic, yeah. Obviously maybe my mind was elsewhere a little bit because I did just want to get this deal done, but so I was there for the wedding on a Saturday and then came home, but it was just beautiful, and Bernie and Abby will live a long, happy life together, I'm sure.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, we hope you do with Port Adelaide as well, Jack. You know what, I just think it's a perfect fit. It must have been tough. You handled it with pure grace and pure class, which is how you play, Jack. Mate, we're looking forward to seeing you in the Port Adelaide Strip. Have they given you a number yet, by the way?
No, I don't think so. We'll just have to wait and see. Something nice and high and all attention, and don't need any more attention for you.
Well, let me tell you, Jack, you'll love the Shiraz grape Samoan here if you're a Shiraz drinker. Are you a fisherman?
I can certainly get into it. My uncle's a mad fisherman, so he'll be pretty happy.
Well, I was going to invite you out. You didn't sound too interested, so we'll...
Well, I tell you what, we understand you might have been having a hit of golf today. Well, we've got certainly plenty of great golf courses there, so we'll sort you out.
Done,
all
Jack.
The things you need to know, Jack. Welcome to South Australia. I'm sure you get here in the coming months, and it's going to be hopefully a fruitful period for you.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys.
Well done. No worries, Jack. What, sounds like a great bloke, doesn't he?
Well, when you do the raw numbers, Rockcliffe, Motlop and Watts all for solitary
picks.
Pick 31. Two free agents and pick 31 to get three players in that most people agree are in the best 22. That's a pretty solid period for them.
And you get Ryder, you get Wingard, you get Gray, you get Boak, you get Wines, you get Ebert. He can play. They get him the right position. He will develop under Ken Hinckley. If there's one thing they all said, Rockcliffe, Motlop and now Jack, getting in that football program with Ken Hinckley, they play their best footy. We haven't seen the best of Jack Watts.